Thank you very much for your time. Thank you. Item number 7, please.
Item number 7 from the Office of the Comptroller, expressing official intent regarding certain capital expenditures as defined in Attachment A, to be reimbursed from proceeds from the issuance of general obligation corporate purpose bonds or notes.
Capital Finance Director Bryant, proceed.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is our standard report that we bring to you every year. It allows the county to reimburse itself. It's in accordance with Treasury rules as they relate to tax-exempt bonds, to reimburse itself for expenditures that we incur on the 2014 capital projects, and then there's a couple of 2013 projects that we have yet to finance. This would allow the departments to continue to move forward with the projects, and then the county would apply the bond proceeds to those expenditures once the bonds are issued.
Supervisor Lipscomb, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a technical question. In terms of the $800,000 that gets folded in, does that count against our bonding cap, or do we pull that out when we do our calculation?
Okay. I'm sorry, $800,000?
Well, it's roughly $800,000 that is the fees that are folded in, the issuance costs that are folded in.
Sure.
Do we pull that out when we do our self-imposed cap
yes.
calculation?
Yes. Okay. That's net of the cap, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors.
Thank you.
Approval.
Supervisor Schmidt moves to adopt. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Excuse.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Excused.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 4, please.